Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28b through chapter 13, verse 8. The Reverend Dan Gulcutt is preaching with Reverend Michael Meyer giving the litany. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and 13. Let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By this, our beginning is made in God's family, in God's kingdom. God putting his name on us and claiming us as his own. As we hear in Isaiah 43, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. We see that this is how the Lord works as we read his word and we see the accounts of various people in the Bible. God names those whom he calls. Abram becomes Abraham, Sarai becomes Sarah, and Saul becomes Paul. And then the Lord uses his word to place his name on his people. As we hear in Numbers 6, when God commands that Aaron and his sons bless his people, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you, the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. The Lord says that when Aaron and his sons give that blessing, the Lord says this happens. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. We also see that this is how the Lord works in our lives, right? We are named by God. The question is asked at our baptism, how is this child to be named? And then the water is combined with the word, and God places his name upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is how the Lord calls us out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom of light. This is how we are redeemed from sin and death. And this is how the Lord gives us something much greater than anything this world offers. An unshakable kingdom, as was said in the verses just before our reading in Hebrews this morning. Given that kingdom, that unshakable kingdom, our King lays out for us what life in his kingdom is to look like. Our reading in Hebrews is filled with instructions. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality. Remember those who are in prison. Let marriage be held in honor by all. Let the marriage bed be undefiled. Keep your life free from the love of money. Remember your leaders. Imitate their faith. The Lord gives us great blessings with these words. For he tells us what life in his kingdom is to look like. He has told us how we are to fill our time and what we are to do. These instructions from the Lord almost read like a to-do list. But we must be careful not to think that our doing is what makes us worthy of the kingdom. That's the thing about to-do lists. By doing what's on the list, we can get a sense of self-satisfaction. This is the way I know that I feel about my work. I know I feel better when I can cross something off my list. It's a clear sign that I've accomplished something. That's a feeling of satisfaction that is nice to have. We like to feel this way about our work. And we might even see the results of our work in other ways. I know that one of the things I enjoy most about going to help my in-laws with the harvest in October is that feeling of accomplishment. We start early in the morning, and there's a whole lot of corn in the field. And at the end of the day, there's a whole lot less. And it's even better when the field has been picked completely clean. We as people like to feel that way about our work. It feels good to see the fruits of our labor. But our reading from Hebrew doesn't just give us a list of things to do. It also reminds us of what our focus should be on. Because the king doesn't just want us focusing on his instructions to bring about a sense of self-satisfaction, and so he reminds us of the one who has brought about our new life in God's kingdom. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. It is his work that accomplishes our salvation. So as many of us heard last week, we consider once again today. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It is his work, his cross, his tomb that has brought us into the kingdom of light. He declares, "It is finished." Jesus has won our forgiveness, life, and salvation. And this gives purpose to our work. So let us not grow weary or faint-hearted, but take up the work of the Lord once again today and do what he calls us to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.